how much insensitivity is there in the heart of a man. Life goes so fast, and we go so fast, that we forget to stop, to observe, to give thanks. We no longer are amazed of every wonder that God does around us. We are so moved down and busy that we forget to love, we forget to honor, we forget to give thanks, we forget to enjoy every moment of the present, because we are focused on what is to come, on the uncertain. And being focused on the uncertain and things to come fills us with anxiety, fills us with stress, fills us with an occupation ahead of time, or what we know as worries. New diseases appear every day as a result of stress, and more men end with his years of life. We are so focused on what is ours, and we have lost all sensitivity. We can see someone on the street in need, and we look up and we move on. We are so insensitive. We stop thanking God for our children, for our wife, or for the husband, for the people he placed in front of us every day, for the one who serves us in a restaurant, or for the one who smiles at us. We are so involved in our world, and our heart is so full of vain information. And full of so much information, and so much sadness, and so much frustration. That's why we reflect. That's why I agree what the Bible says. Good men, from the good treasure of his heart, he draws good things. But the bad man, from bad treasure of his heart, draws bad things. Men, what is in your heart? And unfortunately, so much information, so much pain, so much unforgiveness, so much resentment we have accumulated in the heart, which is about to explode. And we have finished, destroyed the heart, a heart watching over its own, to the point that we have lost the meaning of life. Today, I ask you, why you get up today? What is your reason for going to work? What is the reason for smiling? Because you have stopped surprising yourself. Because all the time there are tears in your eyes instead of joy. Because you no longer dream. You simply live day by day because your thoughts are continuous. You realize that tolerance has lost. We are no longer tolerant of each other. And we have become impulsive. We have gone from being those who reason and think to those who act like animals. An animal stops before acting. But we have become irrational beings. We have become people without pain. Love has grown gold. And each science that has increased, and the Bible says so. And we have lost all compassion and mercy. It is incredible how somebody lends you $10 or $20 or for lesser value. And that even takes a life. We are quick to act, and we do not pause to think, to listen, to ask God for direction, because we are so excited and we are so subject and dependent on what we know. We even arrive to say at some point that God is not real. You go down the street and you can find yourself on every corner, people arguing, fighting. And the most tremendous thing for nonsense is the same thing that happens at home. Your children have to see you fighting, arguing, to see two parents on the right and arguing and the children involved. You get up and you no longer give a smile. You no longer give a hug. You are not living life, you are surviving. And let me tell you, that is not God's plan. As all of this, and that the world is changing, Science is growing, and love is getting colder. We are becoming more impulsive, being carried away by emotions, being carried away by impulses, being carried away by anger, by rage, by frustration. And it seems that all the time we are looking for a guinea pig. We are looking for someone on whom to discharge all frustration, discharge anger. We face God, we reason, we question everything around us. And we are always looking to blame someone for everything that happens to us. It seems that everyone who crosses us is to blame. And poor little us. You know how many problems today you would have saved if you simply let God direct your steps. You know how many problems today you would have had saved yourself if only you had listened. And you had not been quick to speak and to say, because we are so impulsive that the first thing that comes to the mind is the first thing we let go of. And in the moment of anger, in the moment of annoyance, we release the poison that is in the heart. We begin to speak and say words that damage hearts, that destroy. Sometimes it's better that they beat you and not say words. So how many today that in general we feel like the poor and we feel like those offended? But have you ever wondered how many have you offended? How many have you already killed in your mind? Because you may not say a word, but in your mind you have already killed. In your mind you have already destroyed. In your mind you have already finished with this person. Just by looking at them in a gratuitous way, in a way full of anger to those who said a word, and that at some point when you had to ask for forgiveness, you told them that it was not your intention. Once the father approached his son, a quiet, vulgar, rude, rebellious child, and the father tries to talk to his son and says, "Son, you have to change." At some point, the son feels bad and decides to do it. And the father tells him, "Let's do something. For every rebellion, for every bad word, for every gesture you make, you are going to put a nail in the door of your room." The next week had not passed, and the boy had already filled the entire door with nails. And then the father tells him, "When you fill it out, you are going to ask for forgiveness. But then you ask for forgiveness, then you regret what you did. You are going to remove the nails from the door, and you are going to wait for them. And then you will realize that boy did it. He called his father, and he said, 'Father, the door is damaged because it's full of holes.' And the father told him, that's the same thing that happens when you run, when you go lightly, when you stand up against the world and you hurt. Once you ask for forgiveness and remove the nails, the holes remain in the heart. And sometimes it's difficult for them to heal. You know, the Bible is clear when it says, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. Look at this wonderful advice and what it says. The wise are cautious and avoid danger. The self-confident fools rush with recklessness. Those who get angry easily commit crazy things. Those who devise evil are hated. How many crazy things have you committed by making decisions lightly? By getting angry easily, by letting yourself be carried away by your impulses, and letting them yourself be carried away by what your heart dictates. A treacherous heart, a heart that has been beaten, a frustrated heart, a heart that has been damaged. What more can give a destroyed heart? Only destruction. But a heart surrendered to God, a heart that admits that it has been beaten, and that it needs to be healed is a heart that God can heal, that God can be restored, and that God can give it life. Or because you think you have not been able to enjoy your marriage, because you think you have not been able to enjoy life, because you walk as if life does not matter. You know why? Because your heart is hurting. And you have not allowed God to heal you, because every time God is going to put his hand on the wound, you simply tell him, "I'm fine. I believe you exist, but please don't get involved. Don't take God out of the equation, because the only way you can see good days on earth, the only way that you can enjoy every second that God gives you is with a healthy heart. Today, allow God to direct your steps. Surrender completely. Let God heal your heart. Then you will receive domain of your own. Then you will be full of that love, so that you no longer are impulsive, so that you no longer commit crazy things. Make a stop today. Make a stop today. Or have you ever wondered what would happen if you do things in a different way? What would happen if the one who gets in your way when you are driving a car insults you and you lower the glass, the window, to tell him, "You know, God bless you. Have a good day." The harsh word raises a fury, says the word of God. Instead, the softer answers removes the anger. I think the time has come to learn to be tolerant. But if our heart is not healthy, we will continue to be intolerant. We will continue to be insensitive. We will continue in our lives of frustration, misery, sadness, pain, where a smile simply acts as a clown. When you get home, the smile is changed into tears. But today, everything can be different. Look at the sky and realize that it is real, and that with the fact that you have opened your eyes today, you have a Father who loves you and says, "Son, daughter, let me heal your heart. I love you." Father, today I pray for all those who are going through difficult times. I pray for all those whose hearts are hurting, so you can heal them, Lord. Today I ask you for mercy, and that the Lord who has placed his heart so hard, the fact of not feeling hurt or hurt, that you today, Lord, make them see their condition, and that they can recognize that they need to be healed, Father. While there is life, there is hope, and that hope is today, because noticeably may our eyes be open so that we can see the signs on the road. Realize, Lord, that we need something different. And perhaps as we have been doing things, it was not the best way. Let us see what is in our heart and still what we cannot see, so that we can realize, Lord, that we are wounded. Today, Father, we surrender to you and we ask, Lord, for your healing. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. You can follow him on Instagram as Pastor Elias HC. This is a word of advice for you every day.